Welcome to Module 8, Racing Breed Rules and Regulations, Greyhound Racing. While a few things will be very similar between horse racing and greyhound racing, there are a lot of aspects of this that are very unique. First of all, let me give you a really brief history of greyhounds and greyhound racing. Murals show greyhound racing over 4,000 years ago, and pharaohs and Arabs held these types of dogs in very high regard. This type of dog arrived in England about 3,500 years ago, and in fact, in the year 1014, King Canute enacted something called the Forest Laws, which allowed that only noblemen could own and hunt with greyhounds, making it a very exclusive activity. It wasn't until the 1500s when Queen Elizabeth II abolished these laws and initiated the first formal rules of coursing, which was chasing hares, and thus opened up greyhound ownership to the common person. Thus, while thoroughbred racing is called the sport of kings, because of what Queen Elizabeth II did, the sport of greyhound racing is referred to as the sport of queens. In the late 1800s, the greyhounds came to the United States and were imported to the United States to help the Midwest farmers curb the rabbit population that was ravaging the crops. It wasn't until 1912 when a gentleman named Owen Patrick Smith invented a mechanical lure, and the first oval track opened in 1919. This kept the greyhounds running in a circle. They ran after a little stuffed animal looking like a bunny, although now they run after something that looks much more like a dog bone. And it became a spectator sport. The registry is the NGA, the National Greyhound Association, and it was established in 1907 and is based in Abilene, Kansas. This is a closed registry. Only greyhounds and papered greyhounds may be bred with other greyhounds to produce a registrable dog. The registration certificate does come from the National Greyhound Association, although the final identification of most of these greyhounds is done at the track using something called a Bertillon card, where horses are identified early on in their life as very young foals, and that information goes on their foal certificate. Greyhounds are identified at the track with the Bertillon card that uses 56 points to identify them. Some of those are in your website. Now, greyhounds used for breeding purposes are DNA tested. This is how they're integrating in parentage verification into the greyhound breed. At this point, not every animal on the track has been DNA parentage verified, but with all breeding animals being parentage verified using DNA, very soon all animals will have that done. The horses, and I don't know that this was covered well enough in the previous modules, are identified using their registration certificate and a tattoo. An official will look at the horse's registration papers and physically look at the horse and determine that the papers do match the horse, and that horse will have a tattoo done on the inside of his upper lip. It's very painless. The horse is held still, and it will either be his registration number or designated number, and that depends on which breed of horse it is. But they are tattooed on their upper lip, and this is one of the processes of identification that ensures the bettors that they're betting on the proper animal. With greyhounds, they are tattooed inside their ear, and they have two different numbers that they will be tattooed with to identify who they are. Inside the right ear is the month and the year and the puppy letter of who they are. So if they were born on July 2001 and they were the second pup tattooed, inside that year there would be a 7, a 1 for 2001, and B as the second puppy. The first puppy to be tattooed would be an A, the third puppy a C, and so on. In their left ear, there will be a registration number for the litter that is received from the National Greyhound Association. So you have the dog identified as the litter and the date of the litter and which pup this was in the litter. As far as breeding technology, artificial insemination, yes, that's allowed by the registry. Ship semen, yes, that's allowed by the registry. In fact, even greyhounds that have frozen semen stored and have since passed away can be used. So you might have puppies by a greyhound who has been deceased for quite a while. Embryo transfer, no, and I understand it's less of an issue of the registry and more of an issue of physically, it's just not a viable option given the anatomy of a greyhound. The race, paddock and warm up before the race. It is more similar to the harness horse than it is to the thoroughbred. All the greyhounds for that performance, if it's an afternoon performance or an evening performance consisting of 8 to 10 races, all of the greyhounds participating in that performance must be to what is called the lockout kennel or the ginny pit, the same place, different name, 2 hours prior to the first race. So, like the harness track, all the animals that are competing in that program are in one place at one time. But the difference is when the greyhound comes in, they are handed over to the custody of the regulatory body. From there on in, only employees of the state and the racetrack will handle those greyhounds. They'll make sure that they are well cared for and look after them in the kennel, and they will bring them out to race, unlike the horses where the owners, trainers, or grooms would have hands-on access to those animals. At this point in time, as they come into the lockout kennel, they are weighed, and they are also identified. They will be identified again before they go on to the racetrack to ensure that not only is the proper dog brought to the kennel, but the proper dog leaves the kennel for the racetrack. Weight is very, very important to greyhound racing, and I will cover that in depth in just a little bit. Is the start moving or standing for greyhounds? Well, in this area, the greyhound is much more like the quarter horse. Time starts for them from the standstill. When the gate opens, the time starts. Timing is always measured in hundredths of a second. How fast can greyhounds go? Greyhounds have been clocked at up to 45 miles an hour. Now, distances. How are the distances that these greyhounds race measured? Well, it really does depend on the racetrack you're at. If you would survey a number of different tracks, you will find that sometimes it's measured in miles, sometimes feet, or sometimes yards. Although the distance is the same, the way it's described is different. The two very common distances raced in greyhound racing is 5/16 of a mile and 3/8 of a mile. The 5/16 mile race equates to 1,650 feet, or 550 yards. The 3/8 mile race is equal to 1,980 feet, or 670 yards. And you will see these equally used. It just depends what track you're on. Race calls. There are not poles at the greyhound track, and as you might expect, greyhound tracks are much smaller in circumference than a thoroughbred track. They will just use descriptions of where they are at the track, in front of the clubhouse, far turn, etc. Greyhound racing, again in this country, is always on the dirt. Other countries have some turf racing, but if you're in North America, greyhounds will be racing on the dirt. There isn't really a classic distance for greyhound racing. There really is an equal amount of 5/16 3/8 races, with one not being much more prestigious than the other. Other specifics to greyhound racing. One is a local story about a greyhound that was here in Tucson, Arizona. A greyhound named Indiane was the owner of the record for the most greyhound races won, and at the time, people said that record would never be broken. That record would never be broken. But indeed, it was broken by a wonderful little greyhound named J.R.'s Ripper, who raced right here in Tucson, Arizona, and broke Indiane's winning record of 137 races when he won a total of 143 races. He is currently in the Greyhound Racing Hall of Fame. How often do these dogs race? Well, they race every 3 to 5 days. And unlike thoroughbreds, where there's quite a bit of training in between actual competitions, these animals race to stay fit. There's not a lot of training in between. There's turnout time, there's exercise time, but it's not true training. Now, when horses are put into races, we do try to group them according to ability, and the same with greyhounds, although it's a human who decides if the horse is an allowance horse, a claimer. I gave you rules of thumb for claiming, but still, a person can put a horse in any level race that they want. Not so with greyhounds. Greyhounds grade themselves. This is a very important concept. They are moved up and down in the levels of ability strictly by their performance, and there are quite a few examples of that in your website. If they win, they go up a step. If they fail to finish in a designated spot for a designated number of times, for example, first, second, third, or fourth for 3 consecutive starts, they go down a grade. It's totally objective. It happens automatically. It's the director of racing who does this change of grade. The owner, trainer, kennel person does not make that decision. Generally, the grades of greyhounds are maiden, and then depending on the size of the track, they're graded by letter. And as you go up in caliber, it goes E, D, C, B, A. And then if the greyhound fails to win, he'll drop back down that same ladder. And a greyhound who fails to finish well drops down and runs in B company. May run in B class company for a while, and then may move back up to A and may go between A and B, maybe between B and C. There are stakes races in greyhound racing, and the purses, like in horse racing, are much higher for stakes races. We talked about better purses for better horses and encouraging horses to run at their level because they will run for more money. It's the same in greyhound racing. An A race will carry a much larger purse than a C or D race. As in horse racing, you may see that in horse racing, a longer race of the same caliber of horse pays a bit more purse money. The same fact is true in greyhound racing. The longer race of a same level will pay a bit more. Racing weight, as I told you, this is very important. Greyhounds must be within 1.5 pounds, plus or minus, of their established racing weight. This gives them a 3-pound window. No, they do not race in weight categories, but their weight is a key to evaluating their fitness. A greyhound who's much fatter, much heavier than his previous race, is probably not fit enough to compete. A greyhound that's much lighter, may be an indication that the greyhound was ill or had not eaten the way he should be. Generally, as younger greyhounds age, they will carry more weight as they develop more muscle. But, as you recall, greyhounds race for every 3 to 5 days, so that window can gradually raise, and these greyhounds do end up being heavier dogs at the end of their career than at the beginning. If you have more than a 1.5 pound gain or loss, it's usually an indication that something is amiss when it's only 3 to 5 days. These greyhounds do not, let me repeat, do not race in weight category. It is just an indication of their own personal fitness. They also are not grouped by sex. The males and females do run together. So if the owners or trainers are not involved in entering these greyhounds, how does that work? Well, the racetracks make agreements with kennels. That's called a kennel contract. And kennels would be the same as a trainer who had a large number of horses. They will agree that they will have X number of greyhounds on the active list. The active list is what the racetrack keeps, and they rotate these greyhounds into the races. That's in lieu of actually entering these greyhounds individually. The active list is the agreement of the number of greyhounds that that kennel will keep that will be ready to race at any time. Generally, it's about 20 to 30. They are automatically rotated into the races at the proper level by the racing secretary. The only time that the kennel personnel would do anything is if the greyhound is not feeling well and the greyhound has to come off of the active list. At that point, the people involved with the kennel will say that the greyhound is not available to participate and he'll be off the list. The last thing that I'd like to talk about are muzzles. Greyhounds are certainly very competitive when they race, and in the heat of competition, some have been known to reach over and try to push the guy next to him back a little bit, not unlike most human athletes. But these are not vicious animals by nature. In fact, they are wonderful animals. They are terrific pets, and it's really unfortunate that people cannot see this. They do see that greyhounds wear muzzles all the time, and it appears to them that it's because this is a vicious animal. It is not the case at all. If the greyhound only wears the muzzle while he races, it's going to feel funny. If you've ever muzzled your own dog, you know the first thing they do is they shake their head and they try to scratch it off with their paws. These greyhounds have to feel like this is just an everyday part of life, so they aren't distracted by the muzzle. So they do wear muzzles quite a bit of the time, so it just is second nature to them. The other thing that the muzzle provides, and this is why we don't have wire muzzles or clear muzzles, and our muzzles are a solid color that's easy to spot. A lot of times these races are won by a nose, and a greyhound nose is certainly a lot finer than an equine nose, and we've all seen how close some of those won by a nose can be with horses. The nose on the greyhound is officially the end of the muzzle. It would be very hard to see the end of a greyhound nose because it is so small in a photo finish picture if there wasn't something to aid that identification. So the muzzles are used to aid in photo finish identification and also just to keep the dog safe in the heat of the competition.